Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy, Johnny G. Joining me, as always, in the High and Mighty studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabris. Arthur, give him a shout-out. Not much to say. Arthur speaking directly into the mic. Also joining me in the High and Mighty studios, you might know him as a musician. I know him more as a cannabis entrepreneur. It's Shavo Adagian, baby. Get your hands to fucking together.
It's like, see, this. Get your ass together. It's like,
yeah, one person clapping. Like, yeah. If someone's listening to this podcast driving and they start clapping, I'm highly honored. No. Yeah. Shavo, thanks for doing the podcast,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Shavo is the bassist from the band System of a Down, which fucking ruled and was a major part of before every high school football game and before every college rugby game. Songs get you fucking hyped. Yeah. We used to rock out hard to your
shit. Yeah, thank you. We're still around. We just haven't made records. But we tour, you know.
You guys are still doing
like
shit.
Still like playing music, man. No, it's my thing, you know.
But also your other thing is cannabis.
Cannabis, yeah, yeah. I do have another musical project that I started. It's called North of Kingsley. I want to throw it out there. It'll be out in the next year. You know, we're working on their pre-production coming out pretty cool. There's a couple of teasers on my Instagram if you want to go check out what it is. But
that's
because I'm an artist.
North of Kingsley?
North of Kingsley, which is, I grew up here on Kingsley Drive over here, North Kingsley Drive.
Oh, that's right, awesome. By your house. That's awesome.
We're neighbors. And we're neighbors. So it's just where when I came to America, it was the first thing. I was like 4 or 5 years old, and that's the first thing was my first like culture, you know, like I saw the street here. It was like, I grew up with the hookers, with the drugs around me, with the gangbangers,
You're from Armenia, I'm assuming?
I'm born there. We came to America when I was five.
And 5 years old, moved right to Hollywood. That's a culture shock.
It made me who I am, you know, and it gave me the opportunity to be who I am. I wasn't closed in. My parents worked and I was in the streets, skateboarding, seeing things, and thank God I chose the right route and here I am.
That's like my exact childhood. Both my parents worked, my dad worked nights.
There you go.
I was just latchkey kid after school.
Yeah, did what I had to do.
Instead of I skateboarded, I played video games. I did all this.
That was me.
That was my whole life.
I'm telling you, there was gangbangers all over the place, and it was kind of, I was a little bit infatuated by it, but because they were cool, they were like not allowing me to be a part of that. Even though I try to get involved sometimes.
They knew better.
They were like, that's the cool kid that skates and like, let him be him, but he's not one of them.
Let's
not get him caught up. And they didn't let me get caught up, and thank God for that.
That's fucking a blessing.
Yeah. So yeah, back to cannabis, 22 Red.
22 Red is your cannabis company. And by the way, we're smoking, what flavor is this?
Mimosa? This is the Mimosa 22, yeah.
It's very good.
I love it. Thank
it's
you
very
so much.
Enjoyable.
This is what I like, you know, like this is for my personal stash that I carry with me every day, all day. So I smoke Mimosa or the new Mr. Jack that was coming on our shelves soon. We did a small drop to test it out last month, and it was like, hit the stores and gone.
Is it like a Jack Harris strain?
It's a Jack Harris, but it's ours.
Oh, nice.
It's a new pheno we created. It's from an old 90 I think 97.
Oh shit. Like peak jacket.
Yeah. So it's got the terps, the exact terps you
remember. They're like piney.
It's lemon pine.
Ooh.
That's what it is. Like, that's you can exciting. Smell it out of nowhere. You know, wherever you are, you smell that. It's, you know what it is.
Where'd your cannabis journey begin before? Like, was it, were you smoking it as a kid for kicks?
No, I never smoked as a kid or drank. First thing I did or smoked cigarettes. I was 18. I went to a gun.
Was that because of strict parents?
I mean,
I'm assuming immigrant parents. Not strict,
but immigrant parents that kind of like instilled this drugs are drugs and like heroin, cocaine, weed, same.
I always looked at it as a
nightmare. You know, I'm not going around that. It could kill you and ruin your life. So, but 18, I was at a Guns N' Roses Metallica show at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. And
hell yeah, they toured together.
And Motorhead opened.
Oh shit, I saw Metallica at Lollapalooza, and it was a fucking wild live show.
Hell yeah. So, some guys were smoking in front of me, and I was like, "Hey, pass that," as a joke, kind of like being like that guy in our group. And they passed it, and here I am. It was that moment, you know. Do I do it? You know. And I took it. I took a hit. I didn't really feel nothing. That was it for a while. I didn't smoke again till, I don't know, 20, 21, and where I met Darren, and we started doing system together, and he was smoking every day, so I started smoking every day, and the rest is history, and I kind of like became a connoisseur because I really enjoy it. It's not something that ever really gave me anxiety. I know people say that, and I'm sorry for that person.
Yeah, I feel bad because I'm a social smoker. I could smoke at a party
and
a crowded event and be okay.
It also matters what you're smoking. Like if I went into a deep OG, like if I smoked our 22 OG, I wouldn't want to be around too many people because it might, you know, it's a little too heavy, you know?
Yeah, you want to be on a couch.
Exactly. Somewhere doing something like music or because it does have a little sativa. But anyways, so I just started smoking every day that but it was like here, we'd have to buy it like Pico and Hoover and shit. Like,
oh, right. Cause it was,
we'd get stressed. We didn't afford, we had $5 in our pockets. So it's like, I got five on it. You have five on it. Let's get a dime sack and smoke and talk about how system's going to blow up one day.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's what we did. That's what we did. Sat there. We didn't have a drummer yet. And we were just smoking weed, talking about how great it's going to be. We had a name, we didn't have a drummer.
The name is fucking tight. That's a great name.
Thank you. I
smoked a little bit in high school and then took like 8 years off because I thought I was going to become an FBI agent, truly.
Oh, wow.
And then after college, when I...
With that intro?
What? Exactly. I'm blacklisted now. I'm not even allowed to fly Delta.
Oh, God.
I at my friend's bachelor party, after I started doing comedy in my 20s, they were like, "You don't smoke weed?" I was like a party animal. And they were like, "You got blaze once in a while." I'm like, "I'll blaze at your bachelor party."
Yeah, there you
so
go.
I got high at the bachelor party and I was like, "This is even better than being drunk."
Of course.
And I was like,
it's
holy
a different
shit.
Thing, man. It's totally a different thing.
It was totally a different thing.
You're not hungover the next day.
No.
You don't feel bad. You can't get sick and throw up. Yeah. You know, it's like,
you can do other things while you do it, which is like the craziest thing. So I was 24 when I got back into it. So now I've been on like 15 straight years of, and you went into it and you said, "I became a connoisseur." I feel that's like a fun thing about being an older person with some money, with a job. And then all of a sudden you're like, "I like weed. I really like good weed." Like, you know, when you get into wine and all of a sudden you're like, "Well, now I'm going to get a $40
bottle." Yeah, that happened later. But the first, you know,
that's a nice growth,
7 years of being a smoker, I was, you know, like I said, I was buying from the corner.
I was buying on Hoover and $60 eighths delivery in Brooklyn because it was so illegal, and you had to buy two because I lived in the outer boroughs.
Yeah.
So I had to wait till I had $120.
Well, I remember
cash.
$60 was the amount of that eighths were even here illegally.
And I know. And now it's crazy. Like
same. It's coming around to be the same nowadays with all the taxes. unless you're going to an illegal shop, which is all over the place.
Yeah.
Next to every normal shop is an illegal one. You know.
Right. Yeah. That
game. Yeah.
That's weird how they survive for so long.
It's because the charges are not rough anymore. So it's just they open up, I guess, as a corp.
Oh, I see.
And then they walk away from it when it gets busted. Yeah, I mean, it's cool, man. Do what you got to do. I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just trying to stay real with that, you know?
Yeah.
But it's cool.
So then as you start like smoking, getting more and more into it and want to, you know, what makes you make the jump from becoming a consumer to becoming a creator or whatever?
It wasn't a decision so since it got medically legal in LA, in California in like 06, I think it was 05 or 06, dispensaries started popping up and stuff. Everyone's like, "Oh, let's make a Chavo strain. Let's make a system of a down strain." And I just wasn't into it. I was like, "No way, dude, I'm a smoker. I don't want to make this a business." I wasn't very business. I mean, I was marketing guy that I did all that for system, but I didn't like to sell anything. I was like, I'm a musician.
Because it starts to feel not artsy,
yeah.
Right?
Like, and at that point, I was younger, so I was like, you know, this is all right. This is good.
A little cocky.
Yeah, yeah. Making money. No, I'm just, you know, but I'm making money making music, and I'm just like, but I'm talking like, I'm not going to sell out, you know? Well, once it got a little more out there, and I'm older now, and my mind is a little, you know, I have kids, I have a family, I started thinking differently about it, and at first, it wasn't going to be a weed brand. It was just going to be a good brand, like a lifestyle brand without weed. I'm always into like fashion, but like toned down fashion.
Minimalism fashion.
Look, like not much going on besides a cool color, a cool tone.
For the listener, he's in like Dickies, a white tee, and a black wristband and hat with just a light red 22 on it.
Small one. Look.
And the legendary beard is also, as a lifelong beardo, it's just exciting to have this beard in my apartment, man.
he'll talk later in the next part.
Oh, yeah. Next week will be Shavo's beard.
Beard talking.
That's how good this mimosa is. I'll just smoke this and talk to your beard for an hour.
You probably will. We're rambling now because the mimosa took effect.
Yeah, it's in. But that's podcast is mostly rambling, so it's fun.
All good. So what was I saying? So
Quick about that. You see, as you get older, you see like George Clooney is a legendary actor, but he's making all his money selling tequila. So and so is in real estate. So and so, and you're like,
Jay Z's a billionaire, not because of his music. It's because he's got like those vodka tequila companies, and they're killing it.
Yeah, he's not a businessman. No, he's a business.
He's that. That's man. Exactly. And it's like, it's cool, dude. It's cool. Yeah. Especially when you have a family, you need to like earn more, and you want to set them up forever. I want my kids to be set up forever, even though I teach them the value of money.
Right.
But I came from nothing. And when I say nothing, it's like we're the first generation to come to America with $200 in our pocket and see what we could do.
Right.
And here I am. I'm going to try to make my kids, you know.
That's all you can do.
Yourself just do so anyways, do it. Having said all that. The brand was going to be called, it didn't have a name, but it was going to be clothing. I have a really good friend from childhood, who does, clothing. He's, in textile, and he does the import. He has a factory here, and they make brands happen. You know what I mean?
Advantage of growing up in Hollywood is you meet a lot of interesting people doing interesting things.
Yeah. So I'm like, let's do it like a clothing brand that's minimal branding, but comfy and good. And like, so if someone has your white t-shirt and the other white, anyone else's white t-shirt, they want to throw your white t-shirt on because your white t-shirt just fits a little better. It's more comfortable. So I don't know. So we went with that. And then our third partner that came in, he was a grower from all long I can remember, but like I said, it was one of those things. It's like, you know, you grow, I'll smoke, we're cool,
right
even though I
bring a bag by anytime,
even though I appreciate how they do it and what happened. Anyway, I always thought he was younger than all of us. Always he was like the young cousin of a friend of mine. We were like, oh yeah, he grows, but I didn't think it was so amazing, right? So he takes us to the grow, his last one that he was doing. Bro, I was like taking. I was like, "Are you kidding me? Like, this is what you're growing? Like, this is like to swear by."
NorCal or whatever?
It was in downtown LA.
Oh shit!
So I was like, "Dude, I could swear by this. Maybe we should bring now." Like now, I'm okay with this because we have something that's ours. It's not like I'm taking from someone else.
Yeah, you're not just slapping.
No, it's ours.
A sticker on someone else's.
Don't buy
vape.
A partner. Let's make him a partner. And then my guy's like, "No, he could just supply it." I'm like, "No, no." It's better if we make be three partners. We all do
coming
our
at it
piece.
From different angles. Yeah,
Let's all be that much into it. I don't like a guy coming in and be like, oh, they're making more money than me, so I'm gonna only give half ass. You know,
right.
So
yeah, now you're all three
now we
pod
have this
committed. You're
try
ready to
thing,
rock
you know,
yeah.
trifecta going on, and we started doing some clothes, and he started growing specific strains, and then just one thing led to another, and we did the name and. We just didn't know where it was going. We thought we might even have just a brand that had a grow. But then I decided, let's not have a grow. So he's also a part of this other grow in downtown where it's called KVC, Kush Valley Collectives.
Oh, it's a great name.
And yeah, they're really cool and they do awesome work. And they have another brand called The Originals. I'm giving them a pump right now because I think they're really dope. And so those guys right now have the strains that we're doing, like, majority of our strains, and they're growing it at their place with such love that I call it, it's ours, you know, because it's our team. I consider us a team.
Right.
We're not buying from everywhere. We're just kind of like doing it together.
Yeah.
And so it became this, you know, we started doing it. And next thing you know, we did a drop at Dr. Green Thumb because I know B, you know, Be Real.
Oh, yeah.
And it was November 11th, 11/11/22. And it's, the story goes from there. You know what I mean? The rest is
That's awesome.
Becoming history, you know?
Yeah. And so have you found that since launching this that you, you've gotten even nerdier about cannabis?
Oh,
and stuff?
Nerdiest.
Right. Well, the information is, there's
someone
more information
asked me
every
something,
day.
I'm like, oh yeah, well, if you smoke this, I'm like, whoa, this is the last family reunion or gathering we had 2 weeks ago. Before, when I would get like see family members I haven't seen for years, it was always like system. Everyone was like 22, you know, how that's so amazing. And then my uncle comes and goes, I'm having trouble sleeping. I'm like, I got you. So I bust out, you know, a CBD pen for him and he's excited. And everyone's asking me, it was just like this acceptance, you know, like years ago that I don't think it would be so accepted.
No, I love
Chavo has a weed brand.
Right. Yeah. I mean, especially amongst your family, but even in just like society, like I love that weed has become like wine and that like, I went to like a dinner the other night, like this like traveling chef's meal called Food Shop in Venice. And I went outside to blaze with my friend. There was like eight other people out
blazing.
There. Yeah. Just like, all right, we're
bro.
And
I went
it's like, kind of like, that's what we do here. Yeah.
We went to the Staples Center and I was with Be Real and you know, I didn't know we could just go in that smoking section and just light up.
Yeah.
Dude, we were just this posse of smoking joints in public. Not one person came to us and said, don't smoke.
Right, because you're in the smoking section.
Yeah.
And in California, it's really funny because the smoking section for me growing up was people burning down Bogue cigarettes. Now when you go at the Hollywood Bowl and you're
but
like,
I
all
didn't
right.
know if that was legal. I don't know if it's still legal. I don't know if it is, but we were...
Yeah, because I don't know where
it's
the public
cool
consumption
so
rule comes
yeah,
into play.
I don't think it's still legal.
Yeah.
But we were doing it and no one said it. I mean... I went again, and I thought maybe it's because B's with me, you know?
Right.
You know, I was not saying to Be Real smoking weed. And no,
yeah,
we,
who's
we
gonna start, who
I'm
in
the
California?
One that I lit up, and someone else lit up, and I saw, it was like, I lit up, and then I saw other guys smoking, and we kind of joined forces and started, and became friends, and we're actually going to grow one of their seeds soon, that people I met at the Kings.
That's awesome. You're at a Kings game.
Yeah, and I met these people who do genetics, they were bombs. So we took some of their stuff and we're growing it for them to see what happens. I mean, I'm telling like that unit, right? That weed brings.
Yeah, well, that's the power weed because there's like there's a bit of an intimacy to like sharing a joint, right?
Yeah.
Like that's a little different than cheers and two beers. That's
true.
Like we're sharing a joint. So it's like, well, I'm not going to just not talk to you. This is too weird.
Plus
it makes
you a little deeper.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
You can lock
in
a little bit.
You could lock into people and like, it's just, I think it, yeah, it's really good.
I'll go with my wife to a party of her friends and like one of the husbands or one of her friends will be like a stoner. And I'll be like, oh, great. I'm going to go blaze. You want to blaze? Oh, make sure you tell Jen. So me and Jen will go get high. And then we'll be driving home and my wife will be like, oh, the party was fun. I was like, yeah. And then I have like all this information about one of her friends. I'm like, I never knew that she played college
and
water polo.
Saying, yeah.
And my wife's like, where'd you learn that? I was like, oh, we were burning a joint. We
and
just got into
out.
It. Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah. That's really cool.
See, that's like the fun of it. And I love that you're putting that out there. When you started growing, were you like, did you have strains you wanted to do or styles you wanted to do or things you didn't like about current market that you're like, I'm going to make sure my shit's like this, whatever.
I mean, I love the fact that everything's tested. Like I worry about all the shit I smoked now that I know what gets put in that shit.
Right.
And like the fucked up stuff I used to smoke that now you're not allowed to do that, you know? So because of compliancy. So I love the fact that we're compliant and everything's tested and I know it's clean as hell, pesticide free, lead free, you know, all that. And then the strains everyone asks me, are you a sativa fan? Are you a indica fan? Dude, I'm not going to smoke an indica and go do an interview. I'm not going to smoke a sativa and go to bed. But I'll do that. You know, I like it all. So I think a brand should have a good amount of both and the hybrids. And I love flavors, but I love the old OGs.
Right.
So
I like the old stinky OGs.
I love it, bro.
Yeah.
And so
like the gasoline.
We have like 3-4 strains that have a cut of OG in it. That's with an exotic. Really cool. And then we have a few exotics and we do have that actual OG. And then some from the past. In 96, 95, when we were smoking with Darren, my guitar player, we had this strain, I've talked about it before, called The Church. It was, it smelled like frankincense when you smoked it. It was like, I think, an old Bubba cut thing.
Oh, okay.
And
that's cool.
So I've been looking for, that disappeared because it got, the guy that was selling it, he stopped selling and he stopped growing. And
well, that was the problem with our regulation for a while.
We lost strains
got muddied.
So
the Jack Herer now is different than Jack Herer in 1980.
That's why saying back, the one back then, we have that. It really is. You could smell and taste it and feel it too. It's like the high is that.
Oh, that's awesome.
So anyways, so that Church, I've been looking 20 years, man. I'm smoking 20 years all over the place, 22 years. And
22.
Yeah. In 96, I found it. I found a something in the family of it. So we have it in our roster of strains called Church 22. It's just, it's not as heavily produced. So we do it like once every 5 months, we'll do a harvest of it and have it out there, but it sells out real quick. We did it once, no, twice. We've had two harvests of it so far since November. And it's like the fastest selling thing I've ever had ever. Like, it's like the stores bought it before I had it on jars. And then before they put it, it was spoken for by people.
How'd that feel? That must've felt good.
Great. Yeah. Right. You know, I mean, I didn't invent it or nothing. Right, we found it.
Right. You found it, but it was coming through Red 22. So yeah. People were excited about 22 Red. Yeah. Now you know I'm high. Cause I went to read it and I was like, got it. Red 22.
See, oh, shit. Like that kind of looks like,
looks pretty,
it does. If you just like kind of blur your eyes, it could look identical.
Yeah, right? That's wild. Yeah, they're weird palindromic.
No, like, you guys are stoned. She's like, that just looks like it's upside down.
She's like, guys, talking to the mic.
That's so funny, dude.
Oh, that's so dope about Church 22.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
So we, I think in about 5 weeks, we'll get another maybe like 15 pounds of it.
Oh, awesome.
See what we can do with it.
Well, I'll know to be looking out for my eyes peeled.
I'll get
it
for you. Let's keep in touch.
Oh, yeah. I would fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Here, these are new to me. I mean, not new now, but I have no experience. I know nothing about like the vapes.
I could tell you about it.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit, because that's a relatively new in the pot community is the oil.
It is, but it's becoming like widespread. Like everyone,
it's an epidemic. That's like my weed pen. I need my weed pen.
See,
to
we have
to
this one. This is the CBD. So there's two different ones. This is cannabis right here.
Yes.
Whatever's black is cannabis. Whatever's red is CBD, right?
All
right. So this is hemp derived, which is since the farm bill was passed last year, this is legal in 50 states.
Oh, nice.
So this is sold on our website. You can buy this at 22redcbd.com. Like I said, it's hemp derived CBD. I've put about 53% in there, so matched it up to that, because I felt like you get.
By the way, 53 is my number. If 22 is your number, I played my high school number was 53.
Well, boom.
I assign everything number 53, even though I'm a comedian.
Because it's hard. I tried to be more than everyone else, right? And everyone's in their 30s, 40s. And because I wanted to, you take one hit, you don't have to take three hits to feel CBD, you know?
Right, yeah. Right.
And we had it at 60 once, but it crystallized real bad. It was really good. Like you tasted it and felt it, but it just crystallized inside the pen. The first batch were crystallizing before we got to sell them. So we pulled back. We pulled back a little bit of percentage. We homogenized it. It got it to 53, 52, and it stopped crystallizing. So it's perfect.
So it's like as strong as you can get without
Being crystallized. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure they might come up with something.
There's going to be new technology
that they can bring higher.
Of course.
But right now we're here. Yeah. And so that's that. So this is for like anxiety. It relieves you of, it gets the edge off. It ain't no like,
there's no psychotropic effects.
None of it. But you actually, it's strong enough for your body to feel chiller. Like at night, if I'm a little like, I can't stop my thoughts, cause I'm an artist. So I have always thinking things. It slows it down. It's not stony slows it down.
Yeah, based on how fast your music is, I would wonder how fast your thoughts are.
Or how fast I speak, But I'm singing that in my head and talking at the same time. That's that. Now,
because CBD is the shit that like everyone wants now. Like my mom is like, can you see if you can get CBD pens?
You can sell this anywhere.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't wait to tell all my New York friends that you can just order that online.
Yeah, it's great.
It's becoming, it's got like a fad kind of belief behind CBD, but it is one of those things that has like, as we're so far noticing, no side effects.
You
no
know what
negative
creates
side
a
effects?
Fad though? The fact that everyone's doing it, and a lot of the ones that are out there has like 0% CBD, like 1%, and they call it CBD because it has 1% in there.
Yeah.
And they're just banking, bro. They're putting other stuff in there that is okay to put. And then putting a little bit of CBD and saying, here you go, it's a CBD pen. Everyone's buying it.
You're just smoking
like
essential oils.
Yeah, $5. Let's go boom, boom. Yeah, that's what they're smoking.
Yeah.
You know? And so if you're going to get a CBD pen or a CBD product, please check the ingredients. Find out what you're getting before you buy it just because it's cheap or just because it's sold at a place that you trust. Doesn't mean that it's good.
Exactly. If you're finding CBD pens for super cheap,
low percentage of CBD and you're just smoking. And
there's not a way to make them much cheaper without making them shittier.
Like a placebo effect.
Right.
It does do that.
Yes.
Weed does have that. Those and these are disposable, so you just like throw them away once they're either the battery dies or the oil finishes, whichever happens first. And then these are the same disposables, but they're cannabis, THC, strong. I have a chemist that works with us. His name is Marcus. He's a part of, he's the founder and the owner of Nature's Lab, which is one of my favorite extract companies out there. Cool. I've been smoking his stuff for ever, and I didn't even know it was him.
Are you a dabber? Do you dab?
I dab. I don't dab every day, all day. No way.
No, I can't handle that. Yeah. For me, it's like doing shots. Like if I'm at a party,
you're not always
like,
going to do it, but when you're doing it, yeah.
Yeah. And my other personal rule is I'll never buy a rig. So because if I haven't myself, then I'll start like.
Oh, no, you got to get a rig. It's the best with a rig. Or you get those Puffcos. Those are really bomb.
Oh, I like those. The digital ones?
Those are so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Plug.
No, that's fine.
I'm not getting paid for this, but those guys are dope. Yeah. Yeah, they're awesome. Anyways,
So my listeners love recommendations for weed products. Yeah.
I'm telling you, Puffco is the best dabber electronic one because it just works all the time.
Oh, that's
awesome.
It's
not one of the ones that fries out on you and stuff. And if it does, it's easily replaceable. The atomizer, boom. Put it in some alcohol, take it out, put it back in. It works like a charm. Anyways, shameless plug for someone else's company.
If you found $100 on the street, would you pick it up or keep walking? Ha! I knew it. Of course you'd take the money. So why do you keep picking winners and not betting on them? That's why I go to MyBookie. It's fast, it's easy, and they pay when you win. Let's face it, when you're just betting is just as important as who you're betting on. Like where you place your bets versus who you're betting on. It makes the most sense. Look, do the smart thing. If you're going to bet this football season, bet with MyBookie. Did you know you could bet on games after kickoff? You know, if the second half is looking like your bet is going to lose, you can always try to, you know, soften that up, take the other side. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, I recommend a parlay. That's like one of those, like, you know, lotto ticket type things. If all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. And no matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of the year. It makes Sundays more exciting. Join now and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code MIGHTY to activate the offer. That's promo code MIGHTY. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
Let's see, a strawberry. Okay, so, the flavors. Well, let me talk about the THC oil first.
Yeah.
So we're up in the 90% THC, 94, 95, and that's, I don't get oil less than that.
Right.
For ours.
And what's the process to make that oil?
There's a lot of them.
Are you guys doing rosin? I don't even know.
Not yet. We're not going there, but he's my guy. Like once I pull the trigger and say, I'm doing this, he's going to go in and start doing his rosin for him.
It's just,
you know, we're a brand that's,
you gotta grow.
We have not been around a year yet.
Right, right.
I can't have like 100 products and not know, you know.
Yeah,
so I'm doing it one by
kill
one.
It at see, a yeah. handful of products.
So we and will then have it one. All. We yeah, will. Yeah. I plan on having edibles, all sorts of CBD products. I love health and fitness now. I'm like, that's the last 3 years I've been working out, eating better.
Let's talk about that for a second because that's something that you can do and smoke weed.
Fuck yeah, dude. I did that and smoked weed and I quit cigarettes because of the weed.
I quit alcohol and I've just been smoking dope and exercising.
That's good. I quit alcohol for about 2 years, not one sip. Now I can do it without being getting drunk and, you know, it's okay because I thought at some point I was like, maybe I shouldn't touch this for a while.
Right.
You know, and I didn't.
I'm taking the time off just for weight stuff. I'm just trying to drop some
LBs. That's when I lost the weight, by the way. Yeah. I lost 45 pounds and that was the time I wasn't drinking at all. But I was also stopped eating all the, I still ate carbs. I still had fat. I still had some sugar, but I didn't.
Like less fake processed shit.
And I had the best. I'm telling you, I lost daily. I was losing a pound. Like it was coming off me and I was working out. So when that happened, I was like, fuck, I have this new thing of life. I feel better. It makes you feel better, bro. Like seriously, 10 pounds makes you feel 10 times better. 20 pounds, 20 times better. Think of it that way.
The day is just easier. It's like taking a backpack off.
And it's so easily done, bro. I'm not joking. It seems so fucking hard. But if you go week by week, think about how fast your birthday comes around nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So think about it. When's your birthday, you said?
January 31st.
Okay. Well, it's not going to happen this year. Well, you could lose at least 20 pounds by your birthday.
Yeah.
You can.
I'm trying.
Easy.
Yeah.
But if you just go on a strict diet and say, you know what? I'm going to do this for 2 months. I can come back and like maintain later by having it here.
Yeah,
having it. But you have to make sure the 2-3 months, do it. Like, just be dedicated to it. Don't cheat. You're cheat once a week, you can do that.
Right.
But don't be like, oh, I'm cheating today, I'm gonna cheat tomorrow, I'm not gonna work out today. Just actually be committed. Wonders will be done. And I shocked myself, because I had gone up to 220, 211, 220.
Yeah.
And unhealthy though, like very unhealthy. Right. Just eating chips and eating whatever the fuck I wanted to eat. And then when I realized what's going on, and I did it, and I'm a 163, And I've been 163 for 2.5, 3 years now, staying stable. And I have my pizza here and there. I have my burgers. But I just know I eat 5 times a day. I eat 5 times a day, bro.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just every 3-4 hours, I'll eat something small with some protein and some veggies and a little bit of carbs. Boom.
See, that's fucking, that's
food
great.
For the soul and for
and
the heart.
And you can do that. Constantly. Weed doesn't blow that apart. That's
not
like the
all.
Best part.
Not at all.
But if you wanted to have a couple of beers
it's
every day.
It's those sweets. Yeah, the beers get you. And then sweets, man, I have a sweet tooth. So it's a little rough.
See, I've learned my only main issue is like portions. So if I just make sure I have healthy food, like if I eat a huge salad or like
a
huge piece
count,
of chicken. Yeah.
You do a calorie count. Get that app, MyFitnessPal.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just count what you're eating. It'll count for you. You just put down what you're eating. It's a search section. Put down, I had a burger from here. Boom. But don't have a burger from there. But it's just like, I'm telling you, men, I think if they eat under 2,500 a day, you'll guarantee lose weight. And women, I think it's under 2,000.
Right.
Which is not that hard. If you get 500 calorie meals from like a meal prep place, which is like 10, 11 bucks a meal, most of them.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you get three.
Right.
That's
it's
30
about,
bucks.
It's just about eating clean and getting that and keeping that calorie count.
It just does
low.
It. Yeah.
Or keeping the calorie deficit low through
work
exercise.
Work out more. Yeah. Work out more. Do a bunch of cardio. Right. Do 30 minute cardio burns about 300 calories. Bro, that's great.
Yeah.
300-400
calories. That's what I mean. I've been killing it lately and I use weed as my carrot. Like I say, like you can't blaze today until you've worked
done
out.
Done something. Yeah.
And
that's
so
great.
I just make
you
sure.
You wait for that hit right after. Yeah.
And then it feels good. Because I also, when I do like, I used to be, I did a couple of half marathons this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. At 300
I never,
pounds.
That's wow.
I got knees of iron.
Dude. Yeah. Save those knees, bro. You're going to get older.
Oh, I know. I'm old now. And
no,
I feel
you're not,
like
you're not old yet. There's a time you're going to be like, man, I should have done that, man.
Why the fuck did I do that?
Lose the weight for that.
Yeah,
bro. So you could walk longer.
Right.
Before replacing knees.
Yeah. But when I was doing long distance training, I would like pop like 5-10 milligrams of a sativa on my when my run started.
Like a
little edible or vape or
I've never
tincture.
Done the edibles. I'm not a big edibles guy because I had really bad experiences. So I didn't know you could just do a sativa and feel like all amped on a.
Yeah.
Every time I've eaten it, I've been laid out. So
the trick for edibles is you do 5 milligrams one night without anything else and you get a feel for it. The next night, same company, you do 10 milligrams.
So you figure
and then
your
you're
body
just like,
out.
Oh,
yeah.
Because now I know, like I go to the movies, I'm 35.
Gotcha.
If I want to work out or do something, I go down to 5 or 10.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we haven't had edibles yet because I'm not.
Here, if we're just
so
plugging other brands,
it.
I don't mean
to
take anything. These guys are Plus gummies and they're really good. They're 5 milligrams.
Let me see that. So it's like microdose, huh?
Yeah. So it's like
I have an idea for gummies for us that comes in actually a tin can. But,
The Plus gummies, guys. I don't know how to the childproof shit. I always suck at.
Oh, these are cool looking.
Yeah. So they're 5 milligrams each, so you can really figure out your dosage. You just like that's like for people who are non-smokers or want to try edibles. I'll bring that to like a bachelor party.
How long does it last?
It all depends. Like. It might not last as long on you as someone who has like THC, but like
running through their veins. Yeah.
But if you eat 10 milligrams and it gets you a little high, it could be like a couple hours,
that's
which
fine.
Is kind of the fun thing. Like
that's
why I like it for movies. I like
it for
beach days.
It'd be good for the studio. Cause I keep smoking joints or bongs.
And you gotta stop. Yeah. So if you just pop edibles and just fucking,
that might be
out.
Great. or on stage, it might be cool too. See, I don't usually get high on stage cause I love the adrenaline pump with nothing.
Right. Well, that's why that's the high. You don't need the, who needs
the
weed at that point?
The weed kind of covers it up.
If you have thousands of people fucking singing your fucking lyrics back at you, you don't need weed.
That's the best high ever, by the way.
Oh,
that is the best.
You're talking to a stand-up comedian. I'd rather get last from 10 people than take a hit of weed.
You know you're stand-up.
Yeah.
That's dope. Let me know when you're performing.
Oh, for sure.
I'm going to come there crack up.
Thanks, bud.
I am a supporter of comedy because I think it's like you need to laugh in your life, bro. Without it, it's like life kind of gets a little deep, you know, and I don't like that. So I always want to be funny and laugh. And
I've been doing this shit for 15 years and haven't gotten rich yet. So obviously I'm getting
doing
something
it you
else
like
out
it.
Of it.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
I get
so
it.
So I'm like,
it's few and far to get like that, though, to get so.
That's
you know
the other thing is like just being in the business for 15 years is a victory.
You know who's cool? I don't know if you like him. Sebastian Maniscalco.
No.
Listen. Everyone thinks because he just got big. No, bro. I was a friend of his. Like, I went and saw him like maybe 10 years ago. And he was like little, but we met.
But he was still
doing
that.
Yeah, he was doing
shit,
all
right?
his
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
I love that guy.
Yeah.
So I started taking family. And I had just met my wife at the time. So I took her family like... And then he like
he's great for families because everybody likes him and he's not like
he does something
he's not
for
too
everyone.
Offensive, but he is kind of real. Like,
great.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
awesome. So we met him. It became friends with him. And he started, like, anytime he did the comedy story, hit me up, be like, I'm coming. I'm like, oh, I'm running over there. So it was just one of those things. That's and awesome. Then I lost touch for a second. And he's like doing so well. I'm like so happy for him, dude.
You know? He's doing out the Garden like five nights in a row, dude. What else he's doing? Fucking crazy.
He's doing MTV Awards. He's hosting the MTV.
I know. He's
so
hosting
cool,
MTV,
man.
He's hosting,
like,
MTV Awards.
Yeah. I love seeing stories like that.
I auditioned for that dude's pilot. I knew he was blowing up when I was like,
he has a show.
He had a pilot deal a while back, I auditioned for it, and I was like, Sebastian Maniscalco. That name sounds familiar. I Googled him, and I spent 3 hours
just
watching
out his
everything.
You embarrassed and shit?
And then I talked to my brother about it. I'm like, because my little brothers live in New York. I'm more plugged in the comedy game, but if I find someone really good, I always go back to them, and I'm like, yo, have you heard about Sebastian Maniscalco? My brother's like, I've seen him live 3 times.
Yeah,
and my whole family loves
him.
That's
so cool. Like, no one knew who he was, and then everyone knows. That's the coolest thing in the world.
And me and my brother.
And he's such a good guy. That's why I say that.
He's a cool dude.
He's the coolest.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
like,
he's cool.
So funny, and he's
humble. He's that guy. Nothing. He ain't a star. He doesn't like act like one. He's just a cool guy that got it. It's so great.
Right? Yeah, me and my brothers, all we do all the time is whenever someone's doing something trashy, we go, "Aren't you embarrassed?"
Yeah.
Because we're obsessed with, like, he's got a igloo cooler with duct tape on it in the lobby of the Vegas hotel. Aren't you embarrassed?
That new one, he goes, Uber. He goes, that's like hitchhiking with your phone.
It is. Yeah.
He's like this, like, he does this. He goes,
yeah. Him acting out Chipotle shit is my favorite. He's like, burrito, tomato, out. And then he does, like, gets down in the crouch and falls.
You know
the burrito
who he's a little like? I used to love Brian Regan.
Oh, right? Yeah. Brian Regan, another clean comedian.
I
and
loved
fucking
it.
Legend.
Okay,
it's
one
so
of the
funny.
First dates me and my wifey, I took her to a Brian Regan show.
That's
in
Agoura.
Awesome. Yeah, crazy, right? I was like, she better
he's
get me.
So good.
You know, I was like, she has to, because I liked her that much. I thought, wait, this one, I have to let her know everything I really like that people don't know, right?
Right.
So I take her to a comedy show of someone that I used to see in high school on the half hour comedy hour, MTV back in the day, right?
Fuck, I remember that.
That's what I used to watch and see him. So then I got to go. You know, and then so he has that physical humor.
Yeah, Brian Regan does a lot of, like, the plays
I'm a moron,
the other, yeah,
you know,
plays the other, like, person. He's like, man,
you too. You know, it's like, you know, you get a cab to the airport, and the cab driver says, "Have a nice flight." You say, "You too." And then you go, "Oh shit!"
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I still haven't developed the skill for the phrase "you too." You know, I still don't know how to use it. You know, I'm a moron. Yeah.
Do you just to jump us back a little bit? Do you enjoy vaping? I prefer.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, that's fine. This is why I like these conversations. I prefer smoking grass.
Me
flower
too. 100%.
Too. Yeah,
that's it.
Vape. I love that I can fly with it, or I can hit it in a
always
movie,
in my
movie theater.
It's always in my bag, just in case.
Yeah,
you know,
it's in my gym bag too. Because sometimes I want to hit the sauna. I'll take a
right
rip
before
and then,
you go,
like,
in there.
Just get in the sauna.
Tried
and chill
that.
Out.
I should
yeah.
do that. Yeah. I always have it too. I just never did that. That
yeah.
moment.
Or movie theater bathrooms, restaurant bathrooms.
100%
yeah.
movie theater bathroom. Yeah. Movie theaters, just in the back.
Yeah. Blow it in your shirt. Been there.
Love it. So yeah, vape I like for that purpose. And I remember right when they started coming out, we were touring, and it was always with me. Every country, no one knew what it was. And I once or twice I got asked, and I said, it's tobacco. And they were like, oh yeah, cool, okay. And whatever. There's good and bad, you know. There's good distilled, that's bad distilled.
That's
good,
the thing,
like,
I wanted
full
to talk
spectrum,
about. Yeah.
And then there's no full spectrum. Ours right now are not full spectrum, but I'm working right now, like, every day.
What does that mean when you say
full spectrum is when, let's say, you say, it says Jack hair on it, it's actual Jack hair. You actually feel the effects of Jack hair and you taste Jack hair, and it doesn't come from isolate.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It comes from
okay.
actual cannabis plant.
Oh, okay.
So we're working on a crazy formula with Marcus, of course, on. I don't want to give it away. We're going to have full spectrum soon.
Right.
So, but right now we have really high percentage THC, distill, clean.
Right. That's the thing a lot of people don't know either, is like, you can get shitty. It's easy to get shitty vapes because you can't smell it.
Shitty,
you can't
vape,
look at it. Yeah.
The compliance is not, like, really high. As long as it's not dirty.
Right.
They could sell it. And they don't have to write on it exactly everything, I guess.
Right.
We do. We write everything.
So did you have anything, like, important you wanted to do with your vapes when you guys were making them?
That, I really want, here's what I want to do. I want to have a pen for every strain we have. So you can choose. You can you smoke the weed, or you can smoke the, and it's identical. It's the same.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The concentrate of what we sell.
So then
I
you just look at
cool
it,
move.
And then it's like, do you want your beer
Which
in a mug or in a
want?
Bottle?
Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
do you
exactly.
want it? No, do you want it? This way or that, as in, like, yeah, I guess so.
You're like, I'm not really a smoker. Well, then here, vape.
There you go.
I'm not really a vapor. Well, here, smoke. Like,
or something else, you know, because a lot of people just vape.
Right.
Like, I'll go to a party and or somewhere, and I have this pack with me. And recently I've been carrying these because a lot of people are just like, well, I only vape. I'm like, oh man, I don't got nothing right now for you. But you know, and I like, love, what do you mean you have weed at a party? Like,
I'm
yeah,
so
bro,
often
I have weed at a party.
I'm so often, I'm the guy everyone knows always has joints at parties. Good. Like all the comedy shit, everyone's always like, Gabrus, hook it up. I'm like, yeah, okay. And every once in a while I'm in a siph where I'm passing around my joint, but other people have vapes. So I'm like taking hits of a vape in between hits of a joint because like the siph is just going. And I'm like, fuck, man, I got lit by accident.
No, you did. Yeah,
because you're waiting, and while you're waiting for the joint to get back to you, you hit a vape twice. And
oh,
then you're like,
it's in your pocket. Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. So back to these. Yeah, that's. Oh, and the flavors, organically flavored, naturally flavored by steaming. Oh. So they're steamed terps. So
oh, that's
actual,
awesome.
Like if it's watermelon, there's actual real
watermelon terpenes.
Yeah, in there.
Steamed in there. Oh, that's
strawberry,
cool.
Banana. And they taste. I specifically make these sweet and like, because I know there's a, it's not full spectrum yet. So why am I going to give it a fake weed taste? I'd rather make it taste like something, you know, like a vape, you know, the tobacco vapes, they have like the cereal and they have
this.
I always like that. And I'm like, you know, the deep smokers sometimes don't like it at all.
Right.
They're like,
but this is going to be more popular
right now. Down, but yeah. I'm working on it, and we do have an OG Kush one that is that. So, so for all
ooh,
the smokers,
that might be, I like a pen like that.
We don't have an OG Kush.
No. Oh, that's okay. I'll buy one, but I like one of those like heavy indica pens for the nightstand.
Yeah, me
if
too.
If I wake up in the middle of the night and I take a piss and I'm like, oh, I could take a rip and fall back asleep.
That's what
or
I do
like,
with it.
I'm having fucking anxiety, some
you
dreams.
You take that,
yeah.
It goes away.
Yeah. You just take that heavy
rip. RCBD is good for that.
Oh, I'll keep that
anytime
on my
anytime you have any kind of like, oh shit, I'm going to have to do something new, that vibe, you know, I'm walking into something new. I don't know what I feel.
Right.
Two hits. It's a little bit of a chill. I'm like, wow, okay, now I can handle this, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm gonna try that. I love that shit for my nightstand for when I'm like, fuck, am I gonna be able to fall back asleep? And then I'm like, no.
That happened to me last night. I didn't have anything next to me.
Oh.
I got up to go smoke a joint. By the time I came back, I walked around, my blood was flowing. I was like, fuck, so I had to put a show on.
Yeah, that's
bed.
My problem too.
Wifey's all upset. Torian, what are you doing up? And I'm like, nothing.
I'm not allowed to smoke in the house unless it's for work. Wink, wink.
Gotcha.
But so I always have to go outside. So if I go all the way outside to smoke an indica.
That's what I did.
And
I walked
I'm like,
outside.
Fuck, and now I come in. I'm like, now I'm
not smoking in the house. You think I'm allowed to smoke?
Yeah,
in the house?
Right.
I have kids and shit. Now I'm going out. Bro. I'm going far away. I'm in the neighbor's backyard.
I was about to say. Yeah. That's mad funny. Yo, Chavo's in our pool again. It's like, you know he's a dad, dude.
I think he's off the crack. He's back now.
Well, that's like, you saw how my layout of my apartment building is. I'm outside smoking a joint shirtless at like 4 p.m. every day. Getting the sun. I'm like the worst neighbor. I'm like a 37-year-old dude just
that's
puffing
rad.
On a J. My neighbors are like, hey, how's it going?
He's
I'm like, good to see you.
At all hours.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'm the work from home neighbor.
Yeah.
I do shows at night and then fuck around like
I
this all
you.
Day.
Like, it's great.
It's great. My
sign
neighbor,
me up. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been here for 7 years. They're fucking tired of me. But screw them.
Hey, this is your world, bro.
Yeah,
they're
you.
Living around
yes,
you.
Exactly. This is my apartment complex. Build
that's
this
how I
around
saw
me.
When I came out, like, nothing else was around. I see you. I'm like, okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's talk about a little bit of pre-rolls before we get out of here, because this is possibly my favorite invention. My favorite weed invention ever is buying a pre-rolled joint.
But so, a lot of them are just shake.
Yeah. A lot of them, or a lot of them feel like they've been rolled for decades
ever because not a lot of people are buying them because they're worried about them being shake.
Now, right.
We've never used shake. And by the way, before we had any product, we had pre-rolls. Our first drop 1111 was only pre-rolls.
Smart.
And I wanted
get people instantly
into it.
Yeah.
Try the weed out first before we sell it to you and Nate's and like kind of force them to buy a pre-roll. And because, you know, it's a startup, bro. We're funding it all. We're about to spend a lot of pocket money.
Yeah. To build, make glass.
Yeah.
And containers,
it's like we just
or
had
Tupperware
to, so
or whatever.
We made a little bit and then started everything else. But ours is we're using the exact weed that's in here. We're breaking it up and putting it in here.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So it's real. It's not, this is the OG Kush. This actually won one of the High Times cannabis cups for pre-roll.
Oh,
I think
awesome.
It was Sacramento. Don't remember. Which ooh, was, yeah, thank
that's
you, High
dope.
Times.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's, you know, I fully believe in branding. So, you know, I made the tips, like, you know, with the 22s.
Oh,
and,
that's dope.
You know.
Yeah, I like the clear paper, the light paper, you know.
Yeah.
It feels... I want to just shout out right here that the 22 OG bred by the originals is testing at 25.1%.
It's more. That's the old one. The new one is at 29, the new batch. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
which
fucking
is still, we've had it at 31 too. So We're from 25 to 33.
This is like my bedtime joint.
Oh, you're gonna enjoy that one.
I'm gonna take two rips of this after I eat.
We have a strain, the AF, the 22. We just tested at 33.5.
Jeez.
And then we have a White Sabbath strain. That's great name. That's a White Fire OG mixed with a Girl Scout cookie pheno. And we called it White Sabbath. That shit's at 34%. This new batch that we all tested. I'm so happy with that, you know, because people sometimes just look at that and they say they don't know the brand. They're like, which is the highest, you know? No, it's. I've gotten stoned off my ass from something that's 19, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
I'm not saying it's that, but it represents the smell, the...
It's in there.
It's cured well. That's why it tested high. Because if you wait too long,
it means you pulled that at the perfect time.
If you take it into testing early before it's cured and dried well, it'll test really low. The longer you wait, the higher it tests.
Right.
But then the longer you wait, the older it gets. Then you're gonna put it in a jar. Then it's gonna sit on the shelf for maybe a week or two.
That shit correctly.
You gotta think a lot. This is where I become a nerd.
You got like calendars out and shit.
I do. So hopefully one day we can hire someone to do that.
Feels like you might need some, you have some priorities you should be able to handle instead. Pre-rolls, I like joints because I feel like sharing a joint amongst a few friends or with one-on-one is like cracking open a bottle of wine.
I love it. Yeah.
It's like, we're sitting here till this joint's up. Don't get me wrong. I'll smoke bowls, bongs, however.
But then you got to have a pipe. You got to have a bong. You know, this way it's lit.
And I used to like the joint out of fear that I was going to get in trouble. You know, like if a cop came by, I could just get rid of it. Rather than smashing glass or something.
Or having glass on you. I got you.
But now, like the joint, when you light a joint with someone, there's like a little bit of a commitment, we're hanging out for 10 minutes, no rush.
Automatic bond.
I kind of really like that about joints, and I'm so glad you guys do pre-rolls, especially these mimosas.
So right now we have 1 grammers. We're working on a pack of 7.5s, more for personal, so you don't waste the whole joint if you want to smoke it by yourself.
That's exactly that's like the
whole gram.
I'm
you got to smoke forever. Like you have to smoke with people.
Right, right.
So you let it by
yourself. Or you got to like leave it as a clip set overnight and then come back.
We should make those cigar cutters for joints and have it come with it.
A little tiny
guillotine. Boom, let's go.
It's two twos that come together. And that's makes 22 cool. when it cuts it.
Cut off your head.
There you go, write that down.
See, we're branding. Let's go.
Take out the ash.
Oh, shit. There's a company that I'm going to shout out. No, I'm not going to shout them out, but they sent me some product. It was like this this ashtray that comes with a poker.
Pokeball. I got that after I did Doug Benson's podcast.
It says, clean out your ash hole.
I have this shit right outside for when I'm smoking balls.
I have it in my studio now. I'm shouting them out. They're cool.
Yeah, no, they're cool.
I've just seen some stuff like that before, but nothing branded and cool. You know,
and it's fun. And they sent me one. So they were allowed to get a shout out.
Exactly. We both got it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hell yeah.
What outside of what you're doing here, what do you see for the future of THC or for the future of cannabis? Like where are we headed possibly?
Well, I kind of know where we're headed. It is going to be corporate like Canada, but it's not going to be until it's federally accepted. Business wise, it's rough to do business.
You can't do business with another state.
No, you can't. It's totally state to state. Every state has different rules.
Some
states are just coming on that they don't know what they're doing. Others, a lot of people came in from other businesses because there's money.
It's
a new business. They were calling it the Green Rush. But I think a lot of people fell apart because of thinking it's the Green Rush. But you got to come into something and know something about it.
Right.
So they come in and they fall down. But I think it's headed when it does get big, like federally legal. I'm hoping by 2022.
Right.
22, get it? I think it will. That's
ideal for branding.
Yeah, ideal, right?
Right.
I mean, we are a global brand. We do have a lot. So for me, we have CBD, so we already are 50 states.
Right.
But it'd be really cool, man, to be able to consistently have a product for every state. Right now, we're scaling to different states, right? So when we go to the next state, I'm having them grow our strains, but it's not grown the same place as the, you know what I mean? Every state's going to grow
the
strain by a different person. I'm hoping that it's consistent, but like I said, you get it tested a week late and it's tested differently. You get it tested a week early, it's tested at a different, so it's got to be done the right way. I'm hoping one day where it's federally legal, we can have it being done like 2-3 main hubs and all done the same way, and right. let's go. And you
then,
know,
yeah, because then you could just ship it wherever. And,
you're
yeah.
only as good as your next batch. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's
right.
like or your next product. I mean,
you're
I want to
conversation.
I want to yeah. be consistent, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, there'll be more consistency, but it hasn't even cracked. It hasn't even started. We're before infant. We're still in the womb. And we're hoping when it happens, we kind of could stand out and keep our quality. Because ours is, man, quality. Forget me. Forget right. the fact that you have a spokesman telling you that it's good quality. It's really good quality,
it's objectively
bro.
Good
and
quality.
I'm into yeah. it. And like, right. and I want to stay that way. So
that's, yeah, that's fucking totally makes sense. Do you think the future of terpenes, like, because as they get better and better at isolating them and shit, eventually we'll be like,
oh, bro, it's happening right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like you can get a pen that is just
for this. Yeah. Well, that's happening, bro. That's happening where right. they're separating.
They're figuring out ways to super isolate. They're separating.
Yeah, where it's like for pain, for anxiety, yeah. for sleep. You know, it's right. gonna they because it's so the percentage is so little that you need to you know.
Right. So once you learn how to like harness that or crystallize
then you can
that,
have
yeah,
a lot of that and have the full effect and
right, right.
without suffering the other side effects of like getting high or feeling yeah. tired if you don't want to. You know.
Right. I think so. There's gonna be like. Pie in the sky future, there you're going to be able to put like a patch on your thigh that emits gives
sure.
you some THC
I mean,
and it's like got the perfect amount of timing where it's
time release.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
what I'm looking
where it's like
we're
5 milligrams every hour, so it's just yeah. like a micro dose in
that's
the background.
That's what I'm looking forward
to. I feel like yeah, that's and then this is just a question I like to ask stoners, and then we'll let you get out of here. What is like? It's so fun to pair weed with so many different activities, but do you have like a favorite, like, oh, if I could just kick back and have like, cause one of my favorite things, which we're currently doing is we a joint and an iced coffee, as they call it, the Seattle Speedball.
There it is. Yes.
And it's just, that's like one of my favorite.
That's
like,
what it's called.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great.
Seattle Speedball. I've heard poor man Speedball
oh, man.
And Seattle Speedball.
I guess
Speedball.
I've been doing
yeah.
that all for the yeah. week, huh?
And I do that
every day.
I like four-ish. I have an iced
that's
coffee
studio,
and a joint.
Formula.
It like, yeah. activates you.
Yeah.
It gets you kicking for the rest of the day.
For sure.
And then the smoke a little and float in an ocean, like play in the ocean. Those are my two ideal weed things. Do you have something particular? Like, do you like to get high and play?
Sometimes I like to create sometimes, but I don't like I said, I'm not into it being on stage.
Right.
You know?
But like would you like to get high and just fuck around? Like just,
always. Yeah. I do it. I do that. I like
just jamming. And
my
shit.
Favorite thing is to do nothing and kick it on a couch and like read something or watch something, even though you might not remember everything, but I like the indica on the couch.
Yeah.
That's my thing. You know, I do so much. I'm always running around. That little treat is like to have 3 hours where I can go. Okay, I'm going to light, enjoy without thinking, oh, I have this to do.
Right,
that's
right.
my favorite thing.
There is something, yeah. and then I feel like an underrated part of weed, a low-key thing about weed is it lets you lock into how nice it is that you get to sit
there.
Oh,
dude, it's like...
Right? Like you start to double appreciate
it's
everything.
It's like meditation. You're like, you feel the couch.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel the ground.
Yeah. Like I explain it to my wife who doesn't get high all too often. I was like, you know that feeling when you're just like, ah, like everything feel like you're like stretching and you're like a cat. That's like what it feels like when you get like when you get stoned and relaxed. You're just like, you feel like that cat that stretched himself out.
Yeah.
Like as I look at my passed out dog.
Look at him. He's high from all the smoke in the room.
By
the way, greatest co-host ever.
Yeah. He is my Nearly Sound co-host. Do you know, I can't, this door doesn't lock completely. Doesn't shut completely. If I blaze in here, he likes the smell so much. He'll punch it open with his face.
Yeah,
he has that little
dog,
stubby nose. He'll just hit it. He's like, I think he was like a DEA agent in his past life.
Are you a DEA?
Wait a second. If you're a cop, you have to tell us.
You have to let us know now.
Oh, fuck. My dog's wearing a wire. The listeners just hear like gunfire. Shava, I want to say, man, thank you so much for coming on High Mighty. This is awesome.
Thank you for having me, brother.
I want to say I appreciate the free swag. I appreciate you smoking me out. But I also appreciate your music, man.
Thank you.
Used to rock out to that shit way fucking... I mean, I still listen to it every once in a while. It's on my... In my half marathon, I listen to audiobooks because it like zones me out.
Yeah, me too.
But then on the last hour, I have an hour mix and fucking Chop Suey's on
boom,
my hour. Because this is the playlist is called Finish This Fucking Thing.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
And then when Chop Suey comes on, I'm like,
you're gonna
I got
do
this,
it, right?
I'm almost done.
That,
but if I had that shit early in the race, I'd go out so hard.
You'd be running and then you'd be slowing
down.
Exactly. Yeah, of course,
I'd be
of
fucked for 12 miles.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the product. Where can everyone find CBD is online globally?
CBD?
In America.
In America. CBD is on 22redcbd.com.
22, or, the numbers, redcbd.com.
Or you could just go to 22red.com and it'll redirect you to that if you pick the CBD section.
Cool.
The cannabis, I should say, you can buy it in about 50 dispensaries right now. If you just go to either 22red.com or our Instagram, my Instagram, Shava Odadjian, or 22redLA, there is a retail spot in highlights and it'll tell you every store with a map.
That's selling them.
From where you're going, yeah. Oh, dope, you can just punch it and it'll tell you how to get to that store and what that store carries. Just make sure, call the store and make sure they have it because it does sell out quick nowadays.
Right. Also, and it's good for a dispensary to hear people calling in, asking about
it. Call in and ask about it. Call your dispensary.
If you're asking about 22 Red, they go, maybe
if they don't have it, ask them to have it because you're not going to be disappointed. I'm not kidding. Yeah. I'm swearing by it. Guys, put my name on it. Let's go.
Yeah, I know. I've only tried the Mimosa pre-roll and I am a, I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I have a nice even
This is going to be fun at night.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And then what's this one? Oh, that's good all day for mimosa?
You're good. I'm going to roll this into a palm leaf blunt, which is like one of my specialties.
Yes.
Shavo, and people can follow you on your Instagram. You said
Shavo
it. I'll tag you in all this shit when it comes out on Twitter. Guys, thanks for listening. Get yourself some 22 Red products. I'm at Gabris on all social media. You can listen to my other podcast, Action Boys. And I don't have any live dates coming up, but soon, information coming soon. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum podcast.